Choices here are broken. As children grow, they grow with what they see. And in these times where paranoia closes in, power and hate are rampaging disease. In our minds we build the blocks to what we need. In our minds we're reaching out for peace. In our hearts we know of such the hills to climb. In our hearts a sense of master feed.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. Joining us now is Fredrik Heffermøll, a Norwegian jurist, writer, and translator. He formerly worked as a lawyer and civil servant from 1965 to 1982 and was the first Secretary General of the Norwegian Humanist Association from 1980 to 1982. He made his mark as an independent writer and activist for peace and against nuclear arms. And since August 2007, he has been a staunch critic of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, which, according to Heffermøll, has failed to comply with the will of Alfred Nobel. He is the author of The Nobel Peace Prize, What Nobel Really Wanted. Welcome to Background Briefing, Fredrik Heffermøll.
Thanks a lot.
And clearly, giving the Nobel Peace Prize to the European Union has raised some eyebrows and caused a certain amount of puzzlement. Let's begin with, and I know your position is that, and we'll get into this, this goes against Alfred Nobel's will in the sense that the European Union has been engaged in wars rather than stopping wars, and there are various countries included in the Union that have very, very big arms industries and export arms and depend upon the export of arms. But let's just go to the recent record of Europe as a peacemaker. Going back to Bosnia and the Balkans, wasn't exactly a sterling example, particularly Srebrenica, where the Dutch soldiers essentially allowed the Serbian killers to massacre about 8,000 people in the worst atrocity since the Nazis.
Yes, that's right. And it was particularly bad because it destroyed the reputation very much of the United Nations as a peacekeeper, because it was UN forces supplied by Holland who were stood back and did nothing to protect the secure city which Srebrenica was supposed to be. And you are making a very good review of the profile of the European Union since the idea of the whole idea of Nobel's will was to establish a prize for demilitarization of international affairs. This is particularly it's not at all the case with the European Union. First of all, it's a local, regional arrangement between nations, which has no ambition in the direction of demilitarization. And then, as you said, it also has a very high, it plans to develop a European army and a rapid deployment force. And there is one technical aspect of the, this is about economy, which in between the nations of the European Union, it is completely forbidden for nations to intervene, strengthen the economy or stimulate the economy by state subsidies. It cannot be done in any way, but if they want to do this, they have one option, which is to produce weapons, because matters of military and security affairs are exempted from the European Union treaties. So actually, they are this technical aspect, which very few are aware of the European Union, makes it a kind of a driving force in arms races. So, and it has some three of the biggest arms exporters in the world as members, the Britain and France and Germany.
Well, it seems to me, Frederick Heffermel, that the motive that at least has been expressed about why the Nobel Committee awarded the 2012 Nobel Peace Prize to the European Union was, and they stated this, that the European Union has brought together countries that have responsible for the last two world wars, and it seems to me that that's not a particularly profound reading of history. I think the truth of the matter is that the combatants in World War II had just exhausted the French, the British, and the Germans, and the Russians, and that the real emerging post-war powers were the Soviet Union and the United States, and that in effect, by forming a union, they became at least a player on the world stage. But I think history is the reason why they are no longer at war with each other. They simply were exhausted. And many analysts argue that because of the folly of George W. Bush in this country, sending Americans off to losing wars in the Middle East, that the United States isn't to some extent becoming a spent force as well, at least in the Middle East. So what do you think of my analysis of what the real underlying facts are about why the Europeans are not at war and have formed a union?
They are also members of the United Nations, which is a global security system, which has as its main purpose to end all use of military force. So alone by obedience to their fundamental obligations as a member of the United Nations, they should not go to war against each other. And unfortunately, the shock on a horror of war has faded a little after the Second World War, and now we are back in a situation where the UN obligations are not taken seriously any longer, and where, for instance, Obama, he delivered, as I have very profoundly explained in my book, I think I used 16 pages on the Obama acceptance speech of for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2009. And he defended the right of the United States to more or less go to war whenever it served American interests and needs. So this speech, he didn't mention the UN and UN obligations at all. So this speech, I think, was the worst affront to the idea of Alfred Nobel on the demilitarization of international politics that has ever been heard.
A lot of people weren't too happy about Henry Kissinger getting the Nobel Peace Prize back during the Vietnam War.
No, absolutely.
So let's talk. Let's talk then, Frederick Heffermel, again, the author of the Nobel Peace Prize, what Nobel really wanted. Just in terms of your objections to the awarding the European Union the 2012 Nobel Prize for Peace, your main point here is that the European Union is a military force. It wants to be a regional power. It has created a rapid deployment force. It has three countries involved, some of the biggest arms exporters in the world. Two of the countries involved are nuclear powers. In general, you just feel that this is an affront to the very idea of the Nobel Prize. Who would you have awarded it to? Is there an example out there of a country or a group of countries that are really in the spirit of Nobel?
No, well, countries aren't eligible for this prize. It's not meant to go to countries or unions or countries. It's meant to go to the grassroots peace movement, which is opposing power and power games and insisting on the demilitarization of international affairs and building an international system which can be a robust peace. So actually, as I describe in my book, there is around all the, for instance, the UN conferences on various issues, not least in arms and nuclear weapons issues, etc., there is a whole lot of civil society organizations. And they are advising the diplomats, and they are providing them with information, and arguing and making proposals. They play a very important role and they are not loyal to religious or national divisions between them. They are cooperating as a whole with the same idea as Nobel had of a global cooperation.
Well, just in closing then, is there an example to your mind of that kind of person that is fighting for peace at the grassroots level that would be worthy of this award except instead of the European Union?
Yeah, well, I have indicated around 300 persons. Organizations involved in this work in the book. Mm-hmm. And there are, of course, the Americans are the group who has received absolutely the largest amount of prizes of any nation. I think it's around 40. Or it's actually one-third of the prizes have gone to Americans. So it's hard to take another American, but there are two Americans. It's Gene Sharp, the world's preeminent expert on nonviolence, and then it's Richard Falk, the professor in Princeton, who is an expert in international law and international organization. Great expert on disarmament issues and how to organize a better world.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Frederick Heffermel.
Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Frederick Heffermel, who's a Norwegian jurist, writer, and translator. He formerly worked as a lawyer and civil servant from 1965 to 1982 and was the first Secretary General of the Norwegian Humanist Association. He later made his mark as an independent writer and activist for peace and against nuclear weapons. And since August of 2007, he has been a staunch critic of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, which, according to Heffermel, has failed to comply with the will of Alfred Nobel. He is the author of The Nobel Peace Prize, What Nobel Really Wanted. We're going to take a brief station break and be back talking about the vice presidential debate and how Social Security was poorly framed and badly argued.
Now I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a beast train. Oh, beast train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, beast train, sounding out.